USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are on their way to the President's Mar-a-Lago Resort down in Florida. The President will be attending the Daytona 500 on Sunday. The President has no public events scheduled for Saturday. On the 2020 Democratic campaign trail, many of the Democratic presidential candidates are splitting their time between either Nevada or South Carolina. Senator Amy Klobuchar is holding a town hall in Reno.
Well, I look at it two ways. One is that it's not that way for everyone. I believe that if you're going to have a strong functioning economy, I was in the private sector for 14 years. I believe in entrepreneurship strongly. But I believe that if you're going to have a functioning economy, you have to have shared prosperity.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 25 points to close at 29,397. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A judge is temporarily blocking a cloud contract negotiated between Microsoft and the Pentagon in response to a lawsuit filed by Amazon. Fox News legal analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano believes
the Amazon team made a profoundly compelling case to this judge, and I'm sure has been unleashed by Jeff Bezos to do whatever is legally appropriate and ethically permissible to win this case.
There's a new survey asking Americans if they want the investigation into Ukraine to continue. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
There's a new Monmouth University poll out asking voters, do you think the House should continue to investigate the Ukraine incident? 51% of people polled say end it. 43% say continue to investigate. And 6% say they just don't know.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The feds are lining up more indictments for Huawei. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
The Justice Department has added new criminal charges against Chinese tech giant Huawei and several subsidiaries, accusing the company of a brazen scheme to steal trade secrets from competitors in America. The new indictment also alleges the company provided surveillance equipment to Iran that enabled the monitoring of protesters during the 2009 anti-government demonstrations in Tehran, and that it sought to conceal business that it was doing in North Korea, despite economic sanctions there. The company issued a statement on Thursday disputing the allegations and calling them without merit. The new allegations come as the Trump administration raises national security concerns about Huawei, the world's largest telecommunications equipment manufacturer, and aggressively lobbies Western allies to bar the company from wireless high-speed networks. The superseding indictment brought by federal prosecutors in Brooklyn adds to the company's legal woes in the U.S. It adds charges of racketeering conspiracy and conspiracy to steal trade secrets to an existing criminal case in New York, where the company already faces charges of lying to banks about deals that violated economic sanctions against Iran.
President Trump set to take in the Daytona 500 this Sunday. Race is set to begin at 2:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.